Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Shelby Williams. She's on the leadership team for Ramshackle Cabaret, and Christian Litton, the creative director for Ramshackle Cabaret. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. I like that we're talking about this event that happens every fall as like a fall storm is rolling in, like everything is set up for fall conversations. One of the beautiful things about fall in Sitka is like a ramping up of community events and things for people to get involved in that aren't like maybe tourist based or work based. And cabaret, Ramshackle Cabaret, is one of those things. We're here to talk about the cabaret roll call. What is that? When is that?
Well, our season is beginning, and so Ramshackle Cabaret, we are now basically doing kind of three events throughout the winter season, and we need help, and we love to have, you know, people from the community come out. And so this Friday in the Mean Queen Dungeon from 7 to 8 p.m., we are doing our roll call, where it's a chance for people from the community to come out, check out what we have planned for the season. We typically kind of lay out all the shows that we do. We introduce all of our kind of leadership group. We lay out some of the fun things about the shows we're doing, like the theme this year, which we are not going to reveal here, but we will reveal at the roll call. It's just a chance to kind of introduce everybody to kind of what we have planned and how to get involved.
Yeah. And if you haven't heard of Ramshackle Cabaret, if you're new to town, if you've never been involved and you're curious, this is the way to find out. But also let's hear right now for listeners, what is Ramshackle Cabaret? What would people be getting involved in?
Oh,
put you on the spot there. I mean, let's talk about, why you might do it.
So I've been Ramshackle for a long, long time, since basically the beginning. And it's always been just a great community for me. It's a great way to get through the winter. And I, you know, times are weird right now. and I feel like more than ever, it's important to lean into what feels like community to you. And Ramshackle Cabaret feels like community to me. You know, as a youngish person living in an island community, I've thought of different places I might want to live. But this particular circle that I found in Ramshackle Cabaret is what makes me want to stay the most. All my favorite creatives and weirdos and honestly very strong and inspirational people. I also see cabaret as a form of activism. All political activism is important, but I think donating and a substantial amount of money to important programs and organizations like we do is the most important activism I do all year. It feels more important than ever, especially these organizations that are politicized and have been recently defunded or are under threat of being federally defunded. I think it's the way I make the most difference in my community and my world.
Wow. So huge. Like you just mentioned coming out for community. That's amazing and an important part of being alive.
Yeah.
Also activism, which I think is a really special thing. But you've mentioned performance as well and weirdos and creatives. Mm-hmm. So connecting with that part of yourself, if you're that kind of person and maybe you don't think of yourself that way, but you could be creative or a weirdo in all
variety.
We're
welcome to normal people as well. not only weirdos, you know.
It's definitely like we've tried to kind of foster this world of kind of the alternative art scene in Sitka and try to give people a place to express themselves in a way that isn't offered through other events and spaces in town. And so just trying to be a space where, you know, if you're you do weird art of some kind, or you want to paint stuff, you want to paint funny stuff that, you know, will go on our sets, or you want to perform on stage and, you know, take your clothes off or not take your clothes off, like whatever. We're kind of like just there to kind of, you know, be a place to foster that kind of fun environment for adults.
Okay. Okay. Amazing. So people listening might be like, wow, okay, I need to find out more about this, which means they should come out on Friday from 7 to 8, just an hour at the Mean Queen Dungeon. They'll get to meet you. They'll get to learn more about what this means to be involved. And you'll find out the dates of performances. So there is performance involved, but if you're not a performer, you also might want to come out. What are some of the other things people can get involved in when they join cabaret?
Oh my gosh, we need volunteers like crazy.
It takes a lot of people to put on these shows For sure.
Yeah. So we're always looking for people that maybe want to build stuff or want to do backstage help, want to just, you know, take tickets or do security, help decorate. There's so many ways to get involved. And it can be a really fulfilling way to, you know, even if you don't perform, it can be a fulfilling way to kind of give back to your community and get involved and meet some really great people. And like I said, we do three shows. And so our three shows that we do, Stardust Ball is the big Halloween, town Halloween party that comes up every year around Halloween. We're doing a New Year's Eve event. That's been our kind of really fun new event that we've been doing the last few years. That's been a blast. Mm-hmm. And then we do our big show that we present usually every year around February, typically around, I think this year it's on Valentine's Day, which is really fun. It's actually Friday the 13th and Valentine's Day. So that should be a fun weekend. So.
Well, I want to talk about Stardust because that's the next big thing coming up that you need to kind of call out to people for. But before we get to that, I do want to touch on the activism piece. So people who might want to get involved for that reason, you talk about donating to a good cause and activism. What is the Ramshackle Cabaret donating to?
Well, our mission has always been to kind of, champion sexual and reproductive health, women's rights, things in that vein. And so the last couple of years, I mean, over the last 12 years, we've donated well over $130,000 to different organizations. Last couple of years, we've kind of kept some of that very local by donating to SAFE, which has been really amazing for us to be able to donate there. We also donate to the Northwest Abortion Access Fund, Planned Parenthood of the Pacific Northwest, of the Greater Northwest. Mm-hmm. So just some different organizations in that vein, and with the goal of always trying to somehow kind of keep it local, either in our community, in our region, or within our state.
Great. Amazing. So let's talk about Stardust quickly.
Yeah, Ball, big Halloween party. It'll be October 25th this year, so that's the Saturday before Halloween. We are bringing up a band. The band's name is the Danny Kelly Soul Project. They've been up here before. Danny Kelly is actually a local Sitkin that has, you know, since moved away, but been living in Southern Oregon, doing lots of performance, and her band is really big down there. And she came up in 2019 as the band for Stardust Ball, and we're happy to have her back. But yeah, definitely looking for volunteers for ticket taking and for security, things like that. We also encourage people to come out for the lip sync contest. That's super important.
It's so much fun.
It's super fun. It's just a chance to get stupid on stage and have a little fun at the party.
And you can win money.
Yeah, cash prizes for both the lip sync contest and the costume contest. And so it's a ton of fun. And this year, tickets will be on sale a couple weeks before the event at Old Harbor Books for $50.
And if you are interested in like maybe doing a lip syncing performance, is the Cabaret Roll Call the place to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one way to kind of come, you know, check it out or get involved is come to the roll call and we can give you all the information you need for getting involved with the lip sync. You can also just reach out to our socials if you want to get a lip sync together. And
let's
we can kind
hear
of,
that. Yeah, how can people connect with you outside of the roll call?
Oh, you can just find us. We're on Facebook and Instagram as Ramshackle Cabaret.
Okay, very straightforward.
Yeah.
And that's the best way is just go ahead and get on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, we've done emails in the past and it doesn't seem to work very well.
Okay.
Yeah, socials seem to be the way to go this
great.
Time.
So reach out over Facebook or Instagram or come out Friday for the Cabaret Roll Call from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Mean Queen Dungeon. And even if you're just on the fence, this will be a chance to find out what the theme is going to be, what the dates are. You'll learn a little bit more about the time commitment and which role you might want to take on depending on how much time you have. What else do people need to know? Do we cover it?
It's also a good time to just meet leadership and then also meet other potential performers, interested performers, or, I mean, I'm sure there'll be performers there that are alumni who have been in many shows and could offer experience or suggestions, ideas for collaboration.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it can be the beginning of a brainstorming time.
Oh, absolutely.
You might not have an idea at all, but you know you want to do something. You'll get to work with creative folks.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I've been speaking with Shelby Williams on the leadership team for the Ramshackle Cabaret and Christian Litton, the creative director for Ramshackle Cabaret. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks Brooke.
And thank you listeners for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.